All right, family, this is what I'm thinking here. So you're asking yourself, why in the world do I want to be a project manager? Well, I thought of three ways and three things that I think will hopefully move you towards being a project manager or confirm why you need to be a project manager. Let's look at the first one. The first one that I really think of, the reason why you want to be a project manager, is flexibility. Let me explain what about flexibility. Flexibility allows you the opportunity to, it's not always, I don't want to say, well, stuck in a cube or stuck in a specific place, but it gives you the flexibility to be able to learn so many different things. Because as you know, as a project manager, you're constantly trying to figure out, okay, who are my SMEs? And basically SMEs meaning subject matter expert. Who are the people that are going to be able to assist me along in this project? And then you got to have the flexibility to know, hey, when do I push on these people to help me move this project along, or when do I lean back and allow them to be self-organizing? We know self-organizing is more or less one of the things of the Scrum framework, but it makes sense in project management as well, of knowing of when to have that flexibility. And flexibility, again, like I stated, is around being able to be flexible with the team and personal, having being able to be flexible with yourself, and just to be able to have that tendency or that growth mindset to know when it's time to make an actual change. Now let's look at point number two of why, excuse the tape there, my favorite one, number two, is servant leadership. Why is servant leadership big and huge for ED? See, a lot of times everyone wants to be the boss. Everyone wants to be the leader. Everyone wants to go into beast mode. But I love what Eric Thomas says when he says everyone wants to be in beast mode, but they don't want to do what beasts have to do. With being in beast mode, you have to do. And so that's one thing I love about servant leadership. Servant leadership is saying to your team, I am here to serve. There's no job too big. There's no job too small for me to minimize of saying that's not my job. How many times have you been on a team? And if you're new to project management, then you'll be able to relate this to your personal. Trust me, you'll be able to align with this. How many times have you been working on something and somebody will say, well, hey, that's not my job? What? I thought we were a team. So if we're a team, then it really means it's everybody's job to figure out how we can get it done. And that's what I think of when I think of servant leadership. A lot of people also have all these different definitions. But for me, when I think of servant leadership, I think about the ability to be vulnerable in a sense of saying, not just saying, oh, that's not my job, is how do I serve you at the same time helping you and me figure out whatever that problem may be, or how do we move forward in getting to the root of the problem? So again, I know I'm harping on this servant leadership because it means a lot to me, because through servant leadership has allowed me to be a better project manager, has allowed me to even see why I wanted to be a project manager. Because as a project manager, you got to keep in mind, you're not actually doing the thing being the implementation, the thing being doing the code, the thing being whatever you chose. You are more of a coach. You are more of a someone that's in the background, that's making sure that the team collectively is staying organized, that the team collectively understands, okay, once we finish this step, we got to move on to the next step. I heard something that was very interesting that really arrested my attention, and it's on my mental computer, and I want to download you a copy. And what the copy is of it is of saying is that, see, the reason why in school, when you look at education, they have it segmented in a way where if you look at it, you have elementary, you know, normally whatever that is, because it's different in different states, but you'll have elementary, and then you'll have middle school, and then you'll have high school, and then you'll have college. And that's the same thing with project management as far as servant leadership, is when you're leading a project, the team, especially if you're working in a waterfall environment where you build out your project schedule and you have all of these tasks, And you start asking yourself, why do I want to be a project manager with all of these different tasks? But when you start creating milestones, oh, I like this. Watch where I go with this, family. When you start creating, milestones, these are the levels. These are the levels I am talking about, sort of similar to the analogy what I use with school, elementary. So once we get that milestone out the way, we move that one. Then we go to the next one. So in servant leadership, you have to be the person that sits in the blind spot of your team. And being sitting in the blind spot of your team requires you, matter of fact, empowers you to be able to step in where you can step in, do things that normally somebody else in your position would not do. Because in that case, you're showing that, yes, you are here to serve. You're, even though you're here serving, you still can lead by showing by example. Let's go to the last and final one. The last and final one for me, family, is change. I love how that rip off. Change, man. Now, this is a hard one for a lot of people that may have come out of, that maybe not been in project manager, and like I said, they're new to project management, and they've been doing the same thing one day, you know, doing the same job over and over. I'm gonna tell you like this, project management is not the same job over and over. There's a foundation, meaning foundational principles, meaning there's documents that are going to be required, like a charter or schedule, those type of things. Those are the things that, yeah, you're going to be doing over, but the project is going to be different. That's why a project has a unique, is unique and is only temporary. Sometimes you'll be working something and somebody has the nerve to call it a project. I know I took offense to it, but it's not a project because it's not unique and it's not temporary. So if it's not any of those things, then it's not really a project. A project has a beginning and an end date. And to all those out there, those project managers that are working forever projects, I tip my hat to you and I'm sorry, because that is not a project. You are literally working in operations and you're doing operational work versus running a project. So if you are doing that, I challenge you to push back and to create that change that's required. And that's why I love project management, because each particular project you work on is different. I wish I could say it was the same, but I'm glad it's not, because you get to learn a new skill set. And somebody like me, somebody like you that's watching this video, who's a life learner, that's somebody that's constantly wanting to improve their skill set from a more of a, not just from a hard skill set, but also from a soft skill set. Working and having that change in project management allows you to grow. It allows you to build upon what you need to build upon. And as you continue to grow, as you continue to build as a project manager, then you'll see how very important it is. So I'm going to leave you with these final thoughts. And my final words is this, family. If you make the decision, if you're not already a project manager, to come into project management, I want you to think of these three things again, because these three things will really help you stay focused. It will help you stay determined in the direction that you've decided to go into. And if you decide that, hey, project management is not for you, I understand. But for those that it is, that this is for, and for current project managers that are watching this, I really hope that you continually to challenge yourself, because a lot of project managers, they just show up for a paycheck. They're just there. They don't want to invoke any change. They don't want to disrupt. I'm here. Conscious Agility is here. Edward, or ED, is here to disrupt the whole project management in a healthy and a good way, because there's a lot of opportunity for change. So I hope you enjoyed today's video. Again, I'm your humble host, ED, for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. That simply means Ed. And if you're enjoying today's video, leave a comment, hit the like button so I can continue to bring you more videos.